This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard as we look forward to a big one. Sunday, 425 Sunday. In the cold of Baltimore. The Eagles and the Ravens. Eagles currently a three-point underdog, but a lot of people believe they can win. I believe they can win this game. But if it's a shootout, do you trust the quarterback? 215-592-9494. And my honest answer is, no, I got to see it. I have to see the Eagles win a shootout and Jalen Hurts throwing the football a lot and winning that way, because they really haven't done that this year. It's been a different script. It's worked, and hopefully it keeps working. But one of these weeks, and it might be this week, they may have to win a different way. Hugh, do you have full trust? You have confidence?
Full faith and credit, yeah.
Yeah, no shaking of that
no
hand?
No trepidation.
Man.
Nah, I think he can get it done.
Well, he can, but like, do you have confidence he will? Yeah. We haven't seen it this year.
No, we haven't. We haven't, but I think, and you know, a lot of people are talking about last year. This is not last year's team.
No, this is this year's team.
This is this year's team, and I get what you're saying, though. We've seen him do it in the past, but you're asking about this year and standing on the merit of this year. I think he can get it done.
I always think that gets lost in the conversation with players. Players change from year to year.
Like, they do.
It's like, just yes, is Jalen Hurts capable? Does he have game-winning drives under his ledger? Of course he does. But like, the Jalen Hurts of 2 years ago isn't the same guy as now. It works like this with anybody. The Saquon Barkley of now is better than the Saquon Barkley I watched last year. It's not just that he's on a different team. He just looks better. He looks faster. So every year it changes. I think Jalen can get it done, but I don't have that full confidence. If they're down 10 and the ball's in his hand fourth quarter, he's got to throw him back in the game, that he's just going to do it. I need to see it, and this might be the week that we do see Jalen Hurts have to do it against a big-time Ravens offense. 215-592-9494. A Q&A coming up here. Our Twitter question, of course, brought to you and sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. I haven't looked at the Twitter poll today, but I'm guessing most people are going to be optimistic and
and angry with us.
Angry with what?
It was a stupid question.
What's that? Asking if we trust Jalen Hurts. I mean, God forbid.
Hold on a second. 3 weeks ago, wasn't everyone worried about Hurts? Am I living in a different world?
Yes, you are.
Okay, 75% fully trust Jalen Hurts to win a potential shootout. Look, he played better on Sunday, so we're coming off a good Jalen Hurts game. But I think people's memories are just
you're
getting worse and worse.
No, it's you, Joe. It's not the people.
You don't need to be surprised. This is Twitter. You
know? Yeah, no, I get it. I get that.
How dare
but,
you.
You know, I would say most of our callers today also on the full trust for Jalen in a potential shootout. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh, before we go any further, the people need a third clue. Can you give them a third clue here for Hugh's Clues?
This one should really give it away. We're going to knock it out of the park, this, and I decided to make it easy for you. This is one of the seven deadly sins.
So just to bring everyone back to center here, I said, Hugh, what do you think when you think Thanksgiving? And he gave us one of the seven deadly sins. I mean, that's what the guy said. I mean, I was thinking turkeys.
And you looked at me like, seriously? And I'm like, no.
Stuffing or dressing.
And I gave you, once you this on is guessed, I will give you the reason why I thought about this. I mean, it's a method to my madness. It's not like I'm just sitting up here.
I don't know, man.
And just thinking of crazy stuff. Nah.
Some might disagree with that.
No, I know they will, but I mean, that's why I'm
feel
explaining.
Like most people, when you hear Thanksgiving, you think family, football, turkey.
Oh, definitely family.
Dressing.
Definitely family.
Or stuffing.
Yeah, food, all that.
Yeah, all that.
Nah.
Beer, wine, whatever you like. Mm. You know, this guy over here gave us one of the seven deadly sins. All right, let's go to Seth in media. What's up, Seth?
Yo, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Seth?
First off, happy Thanksgiving. Second, about your question with Jalen Hurts, you had referenced the Tampa Bay game. And I said this to Kyle earlier. I mean, you sent that guy into a shootout with a bag full of rocks. You know what I mean? Like, he might do some damage, but he ain't winning that game. There's no way. Defense wasn't as good as what they are now. You know, they got two guys now with Slavian out. I have full faith in Cooper DeJean taking up that corner spot. I just think they're operating different. You know, you can't compare the team this week to the team three games ago.
I agree. Yeah, they're in a different realm now in their run game and their defense than we've seen all year, for sure.
Yeah, it's a week-to-week thing, right? Like, every week something changes. Somebody's questionable, somebody's not. But based off of the history of what we've seen from Jalen when he has his weapons this season, right, and everybody's firing, I don't have any problem with them playing from behind in the second half. I mean, shoot, they played from behind most of the games that they won early on. They weren't scoring in the first quarter.
So I would, yes, but the difference, Seth, and you're right, but the defense has been playing so well that they never really fell really behind, right? The score was 7-3, it was 10-7, it was, like, you know what, like, they were right there. So then the run game eventually broke the dam and they win the game and they run away. They haven't had a game where they're down, you know, 13 points or 10 points early to a good offense. That just hasn't happened lately.
And that's a fair point. That's a fair point. But that also corroborates with or proves the point that Ken from Cinnaminson was proving earlier when he said they haven't had to. Their defense is just that good. If they had to, I 100% trust them. You know, we have reason. There's always going to be reason to doubt somebody. But when you look at the matchup up and down against this squad, even if they start stuffing the run, there are ways to be creative, and I trust this coaching team enough to be creative to get short passes that'll get big yards. You know, like Kyle said earlier, they don't have to be huge chunk plays.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They don't. It doesn't have to be a 70-yard bomb. It can be a 12-yard pass that turns into a 60-yard run.
And those work out just, I mean, explosive is explosive, right? However it looks, it doesn't matter, right? You're exactly,
yeah.
If it's a slant and AJ runs for 50 afterwards, it counts as, you know, whatever in the box score. The same amount as if he threw it in the air. I agree with that. All right, Seth, what's your guess here? Hughes Clues for a pair of tickets to the Big Five Classic.
Well, he kind of threw me off with that whole thing, but I got one quick question before I do that. Mm-hmm. A question for Hugh. We're having a family debate right now. Cornbread or biscuits?
Cornbread.
No doubt.
That's what I say. That's what I say.
Cornbread. But it all depends on who's making the cornbread. Like, everybody can't make are they putting sugar in the cornbread?
My girl's making the cornbread. My mother-in-law would be making the herb biscuits.
Okay, but is there sugar in the cornbread?
That I don't know.
You don't know, yeah.
I got to tell you, Seth, my first instinct was cornbread.
Yeah.
But then you could also get some dull cornbread. Most biscuits are good.
Yeah.
Like, a high-end cornbread, I think, is the answer. But it's got to be high-end.
So you got to be that kind of cornbread that eats, like, you can eat it like cake.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt. Make a Sammy out of it. So in reference to what Hugh's clues there, the first thing I thought of was, he threw me off with the seven deadly sins, but I was thinking about that Dallas game, and I thought the first word he would say is nap.
Nap is a good one. Now, I'm trying to think of how nap fits in with the seven deadly sins. Seth, we appreciate it. It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
And you gave him the coup, and he still went off on it.
Actually, I should rescind that.
Well, I actually think there is one. There is one that fits. That
nap?
Like, yeah. One of the deadly sins kind of goes with being a guy that takes a nap all the time. I was trying to piece it together. We got there. Somehow.
But, yeah, I guess.
That's what we do every day. We somehow get to where we're going. Tom is up in Warminster. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Tom. What's up?
What's going on? Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. The thing I wanted to talk about when I hopped on was, so I have a question for you guys. Was there ever a shootout outside of the Super Bowl where Jalen Hurts was clearly the better quarterback in that game? Was there ever a shootout that Jalen Hurts has been in an Eagles uniform that he has lost?
I'm sure there has been. I mean, like,
Chargers game in 21, maybe, I guess, if you want to consider that.
I wouldn't really consider that a shootout.
How are we defining shootout? Is it a certain amount of points? Is he throwing 30-plus times?
The way I would define a shootout is the offense just throwing punches back and forth at each other.
How are you getting to those punches, though? Because I'm thinking,
I mean, that kind of happened in the 2021 game against the Chargers.
I mean, all right, but there's a few of these I could just find in his career where they gave up a lot of points and his offense didn't match, right? They, like, one team was in a shootout. The Jalen side of the ball didn't, right? They lost 42-19 last year to the Niners. Was that a shootout? I don't know. I mean, they stopped scoring.
Right. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's a good point. But I'm just thinking the Bills game. I mean, the thing that I always go back to is the Super Bowl. It's the biggest stage of any kind of sporting event. And we saw our guy go toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes, and I think he outplayed him. So I don't know how anyone could actually sit here and say that they don't have the utmost confidence in him going toe-to-toe in a shootout.
Two things. I think it's a very good point to bring up, but two things. One, the Jalen of today isn't the same Jalen as 2 years ago. Same guy, but he's not the same. Players change year to year. Second point, Tom, and I always say this, I think he played really, really, really well in the Super Bowl.
But he didn't outplay.
He turned the ball over once. The other guy didn't turn it over once. It was a one-possession game. Like, in a shootout, you can't give away a possession. We literally gave them 7 points because the quarterback dropped the ball.
Right. No, I mean, it's a fair point. I don't know. I heard Hughes say that he didn't outplay him. I mean, if you look back at the stats, I think it's pretty clear that he outplayed him.
The
turnover point. Yeah, the Super Bowl.
Who won the game?
I mean, the Chiefs won the game. But
so how do you outplay somebody? He played, like, put it like this. Let me help you out here. If he would have won that game, he would have been the MVP.
Sure,
Because that kind of plays into what you're saying, correct?
Right,
Patrick Mahomes made the key play that broke the defense's back, and he won the game. So I hear what you're saying, and I understand that, but Patrick Mahomes won the game. I hear what you're saying, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair point, but I appreciate the time, guys, and I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving.
You got it, Tom. We appreciate you. Yeah, and look,
he didn't want to guess, or did he guess?
No, he told me he didn't. Yeah, he was only interested in the Hurts point.
He just wanted to make fun.
Yeah, I'm back. I was just saying he could have guessed. I didn't want him to think I was.
You know. I can respect a guy who's here for the Hurts takes and not the. You know,
no, it's cool.
That's it, right?
No, just
not everyone wants to get inside Hugh's head and try to figure out what he's thinking. I mean,
it's a difficult task.
It is, yeah.
So I'm just looking back at some Eagles games because that Chargers one was the first one that popped into my head. The end of last year, losing to the Cardinals 35-31, I guess you can consider that. But, you know, our defense was bad, but that's, I guess, how you're going to find yourself in a shootout. There are also games where, like, the Eagles just got dragged.
Right,
and offense wasn't able to keep up. So, like, it's, you know, sure, has he won shootouts? Yeah, but has he won a lot of games where we fell behind and he had to throw his way back into the game is another way to look at it.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's a very fair point, right? Like, I think people are looking for the close, high-scoring game he lost.
Right.
And to be fair, there's not many of those.
I mean, we got smoked by Dallas before, like, where they're and the Niners, where they're just putting it on us and we can't keep up.
Right. Yeah, and last year, I mean, I think people brought up the point, the Bills game last year. It's probably the last time we saw this shootout, and Jalen won it. He had the walk-off touchdown in overtime. But it's a year ago, and we haven't seen it for a while. And again, it's one thing to play in those games every week and kind of get ingrained in them, right? Like, the Bengals are playing in those games every week now. There's certain teams that get in shootouts. The Ravens, to an extent, play
in
those games.
You're talking about repetition. As far as throwing the ball a lot, that's repetition and having success.
Exactly. We have a different kind of team right now where we're just playing in a different kind of – it's just they play in a run, defense kind of game. And if it goes – that's why I brought up the – I think the Niners last year are similar to the Eagles this year, where they're running the ball, they're playing really good defense, they're really winning by a lot. And then, too, in that title game, they got down 17 points to the Lions. They had to come back. They did. I mean, I don't know if people trusted Purdy before it, but he brought them back. And I think at some point, whether it be Sunday or it be the playoffs, Jalen's going to have one of those moments where he's got to throw him back in a game. And I hope he does it. Rich.
No, I get what you're talking
in
about.
In Rose, for example. What's up, Rich?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Good, Rich.
Yeah, I used to get into it with you all the time.
I remember, Rich.
Oh, I know you do, about Carson Wentz. Uh-huh. You used to go at it. So let me get right to the point, because I really want to take a guess on this Hughes clues, which I have experienced myself.
Mm-hmm.
So my biggest point is, my thing about the Eagles now, and you're making the point about whether or not Jalen can win a shootout, but my point is bigger, that I think this team is built like the 2017 Eagles and the way they won the Super Bowl, and we lost a bunch of players, including our quarterback, and I don't think anybody at that point would have thought Nick Foles was going to win a Super Bowl for us in a shootout with Tom Brady. So even though he had great seasons. So we had the rushing attack. We got off to a slow start in the playoffs with Nick, with the Falcons. And I just think that the comparisons are so close with the number one rushing attack, the defense playing really good. Even though they got scathed in the Super Bowl and he had to win a shootout, basically what you're saying is you think that in case our defense gets ripped, can Jalen go out there and do it? Well, he did do it in the Super Bowl, even though he did have that one big turnover, just like Will's point earlier. And he has shown the propensity, and that was his biggest game, to be able to go out there and make the plays when they need to happen. So I don't think it's going to have to be a shootout. But I think if it has to be, if you don't like our talent on the outside, like Dallas Goedert and A.J. Brown and Devontae, if he plays and he may not, then maybe you're saying that you just don't trust Jalen Hurts whatsoever.
Well, I do trust him, but the more he has to throw, this is what any quarterback, right? The more they have to throw, the more the flaws come out, whether it be pocket presence, whether it be seeing the field, whether it be throwing in, you know, into coverage and you know, turnover-worthy play. It's easier to kind of calm that down on 20 throws rather than 40, right? It's just
I agree.
Yeah. So I trust them.
Can I add one point?
Yeah, and I do agree, Rich. I agree with you in the comp on 2017. And I actually think, even though they're totally different athletes, Jalen and Nick are similar in that they're rhythm quarterbacks. When they are on, they're really on. And then sometimes for a quarter or two, they're off.
And I think even running the ball, just as long as we stay true to the run and they have to load the box against us, he can win a shootout, because there's no doubt about it that as soon as they blink their eye, they're going to have to worry about Saquon busting one open. And as long as the play calling is good, I don't worry about that too much. But I also think that, you know, in the biggest stage, it's like Jalen has been calling all of these plays at the line himself without his Hall of Fame center. So if he's the one calling these plays for Saquon and he sees something on the field, him picking and choosing is an X factor that I think has been lost.
And I think it's made him better, because he has to do more and he's got to see the field in a different way. I think it now into the future makes it better. Rich, what do you got for us? You got a guess for Hughes Clues?
I do. So it does go along with one of the seven deadly sins, and it's one that I have in the past, myself and many, many other families. I would put it under the gluttony category, and I would say gluttony of alcohol, and I would say the arguments that happened during Thanksgiving.
Well, Rich, you nailed it, because you got gluttony.
Yeah, that's right.
This morning I said, Hugh, first thing you think of when you think of Thanksgiving, he said gluttony. Rich, good job, man. You got it. You're headed to the Big Five Classic. We'll put you on hold.
I don't know how to handle that one, because he's like, you know, gluttony and arguments.
Yeah, he said the word, though, right? He got it.
Sure, but yeah. I mean, but some people like to dance around, like, you know, I was thinking this, but then I went with this.
Right. I think he was saying that you're a glutton for the alcohol leads to the arguments at the family.
It's just gluttony all over, man. It's like on that day, that's the day where you just overly indulge.
Yeah.
Especially when.
Time to be a glutton.
Yeah, especially when you're in a situation where, say, you have a significant other and they want to impress your family, so they might have a dish.
Got to eat it.
That they bring. That's not good.
You got to gobble that down.
And you got to eat it.
All right, so I guess we also realized that sloth could have been one.
Yeah.
For the nap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
but he didn't say sloth.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. But I didn't think about that before, that there's actually more than one seven. Now I'm thinking about Thanksgiving in a whole different light. All these deadly sins.
It's Thanksgiving is just one big sin.
But think about it. You eat on Thanksgiving.
Can you just let me enjoy
to
Thanksgiving?
No, I mean, you can enjoy it, but a lot of us eat just to eat. Because you sit there and be like, oh.
Well, Joe makes a good point. Like, what's your problem?
Because I'm so stuffed.
But you do it to share with people.
You
say gluttony.
Aunt Clarice made some pie. Oh, let me go. I got to go get a piece of Aunt Clarice's pie. Might not even be good.
Yeah, but you know what you got to do?
What's that?
Here's how you really know it's gluttonous time. When, like, late in the day, you put on the comfy pants with the elastic.
And they're kind of full.
Because you got more room for the next piece of pie.
Yeah. And then you wake up that Monday. You wake up, what, Friday morning. Oh, I ate too much. And then you proceed to warm up a plate and go right back in.
That's all you do all weekend.
I just don't know why that was the very first thing that popped in your head.
No, because it is, man. It just was. It's just like everybody just going to be greedy just to eat. You eating just to eat.
That's
at that
point.
That's
the point of the holiday.
It's like a celebration of you giving thanks for the year, for your family, for the food.
The holiday is to fellowship and hang out with people you haven't seen in a while.
And share food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can share food, but we do it too much. And then you get mad.
We do it once a year.
Well, then Christmas is right around the corner. You do it again in Christmas.
No, but the point of Thanksgiving is to eat food, is break bread with family members.
Yeah, but you don't have to eat all the bread in one sitting.
Yes, once a year, it's okay.
No, I'm not eating all the bread.
You don't have to.
No, it's not. It's just
gluttony.
More
for me.
I mean, Kyle, you're a little guy. You can do that.
I can put back tons of food on Thanksgiving, buddy.
Like, think about it. It's people that will not eat all day. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the grandmothers that's cooking tonight too. They're still like preparing food.
Well,
tonight.
It takes time. Yeah, if you do it right, it takes time.
But it's just to be sitting there just eating, just to eat. That's a lot, man. That's just a lot.
Well, that's what I plan on doing tomorrow.
Food coma.
Yes.
Food coma.
I will be in one tomorrow.
Now I will be eating some I will partake in some dressing though.
Is that your go-to?
That's the go-to, because it's like I don't really eat that much bread. So when I get a chance to eat dressing, I'm a smash
fill you up the
dressing.
Most, man.
Yeah. Are you a natural cranberry guy, or are you like the kind that comes in a can?
Natural.
Yeah. I'm a can guy. I like the can.
I mean, I had a lot of the can when I was a kid. Like I'll have it if you put it on the plate.
Yeah, but like you would prefer that over normal.
Yes.
Why?
No, because it's just like tradition. Oh. When your grandma take the can of cranberry.
And then they slice the can.
No, and but then
they
have a saucer and put it at the middle of the table.
And it's just like jiggling.
It just come out the thing. And then you cut.
That's old school.
And then you slice a little top off.
It's basically just gelatin.
Yeah,
it's cranberry flavored gelatin.
That's Thanksgiving to me.
Yeah. All right, let's grab Rich, and then we have to get to a Q&A for a Football Wednesday. What's up, Rich?
Rich literally just won the prize.
Rich, I'm sorry. Well, I'm not sorry.
Literally.
Congratulations, Rich. Rashad in South Philly. What's up, Rashad?
Yo, fellas.
What's
happy
up?
What's up, Rashad?
What's going on? Hey, man, I called in 7 weeks ago and predicted that we would be in this situation. And here we are, 9-2.
You got it. And you know what?
Did you bet on it, though?
Yeah, that's the real question.
Oh, I never bet on the home team. Never. That's bad luck. Never.
Is that right?
Bad
well,
luck.
Dang, I didn't broke that one.
Yeah.
Hugh's
been serving up bad luck for weeks then.
Yeah, no, I can't do it. And I'm trying to figure out, man, what is the trepidation with Hurts, man? Like, this guy has done nothing but be a consummate professional, man. He's going out there. Yeah, I mean, he hasn't played all world this year, but he is certainly getting better. This guy comes from a championship background, pedigree. I mean, come on, man. This guy is QB1 for a reason, man. I have no doubts that he'll be in the shootout. And, in fact, I think that's the Ravens' game plan going into this game. They're going to try to shut down Saquon and make Hurts win the game.
There's no question. Rashad, I don't think it's – for me, it's not so much trepidation. I think he's good. I mean, I think he's – they're just winning a certain way, and we haven't seen them win a different way. And if they have to,
You wonder, can they get it done?
Yeah, if they're up for it, like if they're ready for that, because it's just been – like they followed a certain script to get to where they've gotten to. They haven't had to go off script in, like, you know, 2 months now.
Yeah, well, it's about to get – this is the toughest game of the season for this team, I believe, personally. And as far as Rustin Saquon, I certainly think – once you lock up that number one seed, man, you got to – everybody sits the bench, man, everybody. You know what I mean? Like, and we got Detroit out there that's trying to win some things, and I get it. That's our competition.
But, oh, I agree, and we'll see them tomorrow. Hopefully they lose, and it opens it up. Rashad, we appreciate it. All right, we do it every Friday. It's a Wednesday, but it's a Football Wednesday. How about a little Q&A here?
Get to know the Midday Show. What? This is Hugh and A on 94 WIP.
All right, Hugh. So we know Sunday the Eagles will go up against Derrick Henry, right?
Derrick Henry.
Big back. So I wrote down in my notes here, big Hugh on big backs. What
big
was it
back,
like?
Big back.
What was it like? So who are some of the biggest backs when you're like Bettis, Eddie George?
Steven Davis.
Allstott.
Who else was it? Steven Alexander. Steven Alexander?
Sean?
Yeah, Sean Alexander.
What was it like? Like, as a defender, was it like a fun challenge, or did you hate it during the week, knowing that they're big?
Well, it was like this during the course of the week. When you figure out who you're about to play, you're like, damn, you got Eddie George. And you invite the challenge, but you know it's going to be a long day. Like, Eddie George to this day is like, Eddie George is like, what, 6'3", 6'4"?
Oh, yeah.
He's like 230, 240. And he's running downhill. The biggest thing that I remember, we were in a game playing against him, and it was me, Corey, and Hollis. And we're all about the same height, 6'1". Eddie George towering over all of us. And Corey says something about, we sure not intimidating anybody with our size as far as our height is concerned. Mm-hmm. And I just remember, like, it was a challenge, just being challenged to try to tackle him. And it was mostly gang tackling. I remember Jim telling us that a guy like that, you don't want to let him get a full head of steam. You want to make sure that he's not able to run downhill all willy-nilly. You want to try to make him make cuts and everything and turn it back to the Sharks. Same thing with Derrick Henry, man. Derrick Henry is not the most elusive back, but when Derrick Henry gets the rolling, he's hard to get down.
When I was watching the game Monday, when the D-backs trying to tackle him, it looked like a grown-up with children trying to knock him over.
Yeah, like them little guys you saw with a grown-up playing with the kid. Yeah, that's who he is. So in order to have success, you know, as well as these young corners been tackling and everything, man, You don't want him in the secondary like that. You don't. Yeah, I like the way Cooper DeJean tackles.
Though
everything.
I would like to see him chopping that tree down, going low.
No, yeah, you better do that. But yeah. Cooper likes to tackle high. I remember, I don't know who the running back was, but Sean Considine. Remember that name?
Oh yeah, safety, Iowa.
Listen, I remember when he got hit. I forgot who hit him. He got hit on the goal line, and he was never the same after that. We don't want that to happen to the young fella.
Cooper's better than Sean.
He's better, but Derrick Henry's a different. Not saying that. And listen, people, because y'all like to twist things around and make it seem like I'm saying that Cooper DeJean is soft. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you have an opportunity not to take the brunt of that hit, don't do it. Just make that bit, like, cut him low. Because even Troy would tell you in a heartbeat. I remember playing against Jerome Bettis. He's like, man, I'm not taking that big dude up. I'm going to cut him. And he used to say that with pride.
Yeah.
So don't – the bottom line is this. He gets in the secondary. Don't let your pride take over, man. Just go ahead and cut him low and turn it back to the Sharks.
You can't. You got to be careful about it. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, final hour of the show coming up. Your phone calls on the game Sunday to fully trust Hurts in a shootout and confident or nervousness. Where do you come down? Big game, Eagles-Ravens Sunday. Plus, we have a big, huge Thanksgiving banger for your lady later. And guess the takes. But first, Elliott Shore Parks joins us next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.